AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Iran has launched a new wave of strikes on Gulf states. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Following warnings from its new supreme leader about hosting American bases, and President Donald Trump has threatened major new retaliation. Trump wrote in a social media post, Iran's navy's gone, their air force is no longer, missiles, drones and everything else are being decimated and their leaders have been wiped from the face of the earth. The comments come the day after Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei vowed to not refrain from avenging the blood of Iranians killed and warned Gulf Arab nations to shut US bases, saying the notion of American protection was nothing more than a lie. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a deadly shooting on a college campus.
One person was killed, two others wounded in a shooting at Virginia's Old Dominion University. The suspect is also dead. The FBI's Dominique Evans says Mohamed Jallo, a former Army National Guard member, walked into a room at the Old Dominion Business School building.
Prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted, stated, Allahu Akbar.
It's not immediately clear how the shooter died.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive. I don't know how else to say it, but they basically were able to terminate the threat.
Audio from WVEC. I'm Ed Donahue.
Nearly every part of the United States is getting walloped by wild weather, or just about to be. Days of downpours have already begun in Hawaii. The Southwest will soon bake with day after day of record 100 degree plus heat. Two storms will dump snow by the foot over the northern Great Lakes states, and the dreaded polar vortex will again invade the Midwest and East with soul-crushing Arctic chill. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, NASA has cleared its Artemis moon rocket for an April launch with four astronauts.
NASA's new moon rocket's been in the hangar for repairs, but now...
all the teams pulled go to launch and fly Artemis 2. Around the moon...
NASA's Lori Glaze.
It's a test flight, and it is not without risk, but our team and our hardware are ready.
Glaze says Artemis will roll back to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center next week. And while cautioning, there's still work to be done there.
We are on track for a launch as early as April 1st.
It'll mark humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years, targeting a lunar landing for 2028. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories on apnews.com. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.